Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another week of Alex McCarthy's Wrestling Daily. You know how we get things started here on this show. It's Tuesday night. And that means it's phone-in night. Everybody is welcome to join. About 25 past, we will get the ball rolling. It is our favourite night of the week. Louis Dangor's brainchild, the wonder kid, is alongside me. How are you, my man?
I'm good. I'm really good. I am, not much to complain about. Not yet. I haven't graduated yet. Hopefully will.
Yeah, presumably. You will, but
hopefully,
yeah.
I'm about a week away from finishing everything. Good couple of days to look forward to. I might be meeting you for the first time this week.
I knew you was going to open with this.
You texted me this morning, like, I can't wait. Like, I absolutely cannot wait.
Cut off, mate. You were getting all giddy. I want to get it on screen that I have to meet you.
I also have to ask, obviously with your big day coming up tomorrow, is this why we've shaved, to make yourself feel younger? Because you are.
Listen, everyone thinks I'm young.
You're 50 tomorrow?
Listen, this is a common narrative now. Your old jibes, they just bounce off me because it's well known on the world of Twitter, everyone thinks I'm young. It's out there. Everyone thinks I'm in my 20s. So
it's 'cause you
I'll take it.
You act immaturely. It's not based on your looks. It's based on the way you come across that you...
And you're the other end of the spectrum. You're the other end of the spectrum. You look like you've had a really hard life.
I have. I've had a hard 20 years. I look like I'm about... I act like I'm about 50. But yeah.
I am.
Because I won't see you tomorrow, I wanted to open with that and say happy birthday for tomorrow. And everyone, I know in the comments as well, especially on tomorrow's show, will be wishing you a very happy birthday.
I appreciate it.
Another day. 56.
I'm aging like a fine wine in that case. I shaved. Because I don't know, like, I saw a lot of comments kind of about, and my missus also said, like, why do you keep the chin thing, right? And I've been over this before. It's not that I thought it looked great. I'm very conscious about the big scar that I've got underneath there. I know sitting here, you can't really see it. It's just something that bothers me a bit. It was really, like, profound when it first happened. It's, like, kind of faded in with my skin now. So, I think I might start clean shaving a bit more. This is the first wet shave I've had in ages. So,
do you not wet shave whenever you shave?
Not really. Ooh, no.
You're not a proper man. You got a proper like wet shave.
Yeah, it's because I was growing it where it was getting thick around here, and I was just kind of leaving it and then just giving it the old once over. I'm gonna stop it anyway. 33 tomorrow. So thank all of you for the comments I can see already and the stuff in advance. I'll take it. We think I'm in my 20s. Let's just tell the world that. Let's just go with that. What Louis is alluding to is there is a press thing going on this week in London. Can't say too much more about that, but if you've got half a mind and you put together what promotions are in and around there, I'm sure you could figure it out. So it looks
like... AEW.
Yeah. It looks like Louis and I for the first time, and a bunch of other journalists for that matter, will be seeing each other for the, yeah, certainly for the first time in a long, long time. So very much looking forward to that.
My first media, actually, no, I did Progress. Everyone does Progress.
It counts.
Yeah. So no, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. And then obviously we'll be bringing you any, well, I'll be bringing you any bits anyway from the Wrestle Talk side. Alex will be doing it from his Talk Sport side. So yeah, should be a lot of fun.
Should be good. And I am doing something tomorrow that I still can't tell you about, but I'm so excited to tell you about it when I can tell you about it.
Is this the thing you told me about last week that's very cool?
Yes, it is the thing I told you about last week. I also appreciate Gate Crash Forever telling me the chin beard wasn't the best look. I appreciate that, my friend.
MJF agrees. MJF called you, pube chin?
MJF had more of a problem with the composition of the chin beard rather than the chin beard itself. I can't grow like a full beard anyway, so that really was it. I actually quite like it at the right length, but meh. I'm now looking at myself clean shaven thinking that works.
You look young. I will say you look young.
These are the problems, or are they? Anyway, the thing I'm doing tomorrow, very much excited for. Had a phone call earlier with the company and just kind of mind-blowing. I can't wait till I can actually talk about it and fill you guys in on what's going on and what happened. So that'll be this summer. I can relay that information, and I'm very much excited about that. But I'm also excited about the call-in tonight. That is one of my favorite days of the week. I love how we get to interact with you guys. I know that we have a couple of you from last week who couldn't get on. I know Louis jotted some stuff down that we're going to have you. If you are in the queue tonight, you will be pushed to the front, VIP status. So thank you very much for that. As usual, if you want to get your Ultra Chats in, I know that the phone-in has become less popular for that because obviously you get to come in and say what you want. If you don't want to do that, if you want to remain anonymous, you know, Hornswoggle, Anonymous GM and all that malarkey, if you want that, you can, of course, still do that method, which is wrestletalk.com/wrestlingdaily. The Mud Mother will then give us the goods and we will get it on screen. And while I'm here as well, thumbs up, subscribe, all of that good stuff. Help this channel grow. Because you know what happens, Louis, when we get to 15K?
I do know. We are having Quizlemania War Games.
Good. That's one of your better ones, yeah.
We've got, I don't know if you've seen, we've got SB3 on Quizlemania tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Representing the squad. So he'll hopefully bring in some subscribers, alert people that might just be on the Parts of Unknown train, alert them to our cause and bring them over. So yeah, I'm hoping we'll get there relatively soon. We've climbed up a nice amount. So yeah, should be hopefully not too far in the distant future that we're all on Quizlemania as a quartet.
It's going to be a summer showdown. That's what I think.
Exactly.
I can't wait. Also, on that note, let's get into our titular news, Luigi. I'd like you to detail this for people. I saw you post on Twitter when you should have really been here, by the way. But I saw you tweet about Jinder Mahal. Jinder is one of your soft spot guys. Never forget, Louis said Jinder should have been in the Elimination Chamber. Never forget.
Oh, hang on. No. You're taking this massive... you love to do this. You know that I'm known for my outrageous takes. So you can get away with accusing me of saying stuff.
You said like that. Yesterday.
No,
say that.
No. I said I would have rather seen Jinder Mahal in than Jeff Hardy. Boo! I wasn't specifically saying I wasn't going to... It was like, I had an argument with someone yesterday, or a few people yesterday on Twitter, about Lana. And it turned into this thing where I said, Lana's actually like, she doesn't suck. She's safe, rarely botches her moves. I think she's perfectly serviceable. And that turned into me apparently saying that she deserved more screen time than Asuka. I didn't say that.
I hear that when words get twisted to that degree. Somebody put on my on my Twitter today, I said, I'm still a fan of Jeff Hardy. The first comment I saw was somebody saying, well, that's just because of your nostalgia. His body's in rough shape and he can't do what he used to do anymore. And I nearly replied, what about Goldberg? But there you have it. Goldberg looks good, but he can't do shit these days. So Listen, it's not all about what you can and can't do. There is still stories to be told with Jeff Hardy outside of he's an alcoholic. There are stories to tell. People could be used. They could be made in a story with Daredevil Jeff Hardy. But
I agree.
There you have it. You are picking some hills to die on lately, and I really enjoy it. Eva Marie is another one. You're really going to bat for diverse people.
We will get on to talking about this because it's just Twitter that annoys me. It's everyone's like, oh, we were like, people are just so quick to go, right, I don't like it.
Briz Joshi, Louis will put it into the live chat at about 20 past, my friend, and then you can come on board. There is no link yet. It will be there at 20 past. Louis, please continue, my man.
So I'll talk about my Eva Marie love later, which some people have accused of me just being like when I was a 13-year-old boy and she was on TV and she was, which not exactly untrue, but no, I'm joking. So the titular news today is about Jinder Mahal, who we obviously saw return on Raw last night, beat Jeff Hardy, beat him on main event a few days later, but I mean, no one watches main event. So this was his proper turn. He hit a return. He was flanked by not Indu Share, as many people wrongly pointed out. It was Rinku from Indu Share and Shanky, I believe his name is, or Sankey, who is another PC recruit. So he's got some heavies. And this is, according to WrestlingNews.co, going to be the start of something quite big for Jinder Mahal. The report states that Jinder is going to be set for a push, which will lead to a feud in the summer months with Drew McIntyre. The reason I bring this up, WrestlingNews.co aren't known for their scoops, but the reason I bring this up is because I actually was the first to report last year that Jinder and Drew were set for a feud over the WWE Championship. So I know this is something that WWE wants to do. Drew has multiple times. I'm sure he's told you as well in your interviews. He wants to work this. Drew is all about the story, which is why he liked working with Ziggler. Someone he's got also got history with is Jinder. So he has spoken publicly about wanting this feud quite a lot. So yeah, I think that this makes a lot of sense. It's actually quite a good feud for both because I think Drew needs to take some time away from the WWE Championship picture. I love Drew. You know that. We're big fans of him. But he has been in every single WWE Championship match, bar four, since the beginning of 2020. That is quite a lot, considering he's had two reigns with the title. Like, that's quite a lot of time to be in the title picture. So I do think a bit of time away from the title would be good for Drew. Maybe stepping down into that upper mid card to have a feud with Jinder could be quite good for both. The story there, when that thing happened, everyone was like, not really that interested in that. But the final product was great. People like the story because they had history to go off. So I think we could be seeing a repeat of that with Drew and Jinder, and I'd honestly be there for it. And I asked on Twitter while I was lost track of time and forgot that I had a show to host and was a touch late to get there beforehand. I asked Twitter, and Twitter seems quite divided. So out of the 60 votes that I've had, 49% have said yes, they would be interested in seeing a feud. 51% have said no. Chris Mueller from Bleacher Report says only if they bring in Heath Slater as a special guest referee. Chester has said no, it's Jinder. What other reason do I need? So Twitter does seem quite divisive on it, but not sort of overly against it.
What did the other comments say, mate?
That was it. It was you as well. You said stop tweeting rubbish and come do our show.
This is because Louis tweeted this at 8. I was like, where the hell is this guy doing these tweets? No, you're right, though. I mean, I said on my radio show yesterday on TalkSport exactly the same. Drew's been in the title picture pretty much incessantly for the past year. I think after this...
2 years, nearly.
Yeah, I mean...
18.
Well, I don't know about that. Because obviously once he starts, he wins the Rumble, it kind of... Anyway, I think it would do well for him to kind of break away and have a story. The only one he's really had like that is Sheamus, and that actually started out for the title. Of course, it petered away. So I think he could do with that lick of paint. And you don't want fans to like turn on him because he's just in the picture constantly.
Yeah.
I think putting him in a story with Jinder is fine. Do I want to see Jinder Mahal have a massive push? No, not really. Like, Jinder is... He's a lovely bloke. He really is. Like, every time I've interviewed him, he is a tremendous guy. Really enjoy him, like him. his run as WWE champion wasn't very good. It wasn't. And
it wasn't his fault.
Part of it is.
But I mean, he was pushed beyond his means. Well, I think anyway.
And you think all of a sudden he is now of those means?
No.
I mean, there's no evidence of that. To me, I don't know if Jinder Mahal is ever going to be the worker that I love to watch. And that's not like a knock. I'm just saying, you know, there is a place for Jinder, right? But I just don't know if I want to see him kind of skyrocketed. And then, especially the way they did it with him last time, here's a title run. And then he didn't just like fall down the card. He literally skydived, right? It was abysmal how they treated him, to be honest. If they were going to push him in the first place, it felt kind of weird. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I love Jinder Mahal or can name you three matches that he's had that are excellent. I can't. Do I like him? Sure. Do I want to see him push to like the main event scene? No, but I would take a story with him and Drew, because I have great faith in Drew and those around him that they would pull out some good stuff based on all the things that you just said earlier about who Drew has worked with in the past year. So I'm fine with it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Another thing that I do want to mention, Luigi, is NXT In Your House has been announced. As first reported by Barstool, but that's not the case, is it?
No, first reported by Sean. Not the first time. He was all over the Hall of Fame stuff reporting it. I get why WWE's done this.
They always will.
I don't get too annoyed about it because I expect it. Almost, I don't expect to see, as first reported by Sean Rossap, that I get why WWE does it. They want the names like Barstool, they want Variety, they want ESPN, they want Sports Illustrated to share their things and get the word out. It's a shame, but for Sean especially, who works hard to get these exclusives and then doesn't get the credit. But what can you do? In Your House next month, pretty exciting. Should be quite a good show. I think they're going to do like a multi-man for the NXT Championship, which is quite exciting. Seems like they're going that way. I've been enjoying NXT a lot more recently now that it's focusing on its own thing. It's just NXT now rather than NXT trying to compete with AW. And I'm enjoying it more. Feels more like the NXT of old. So, yeah.
Last week was great. Absolutely was. And I think June 13th, of course, it's going to be a great show. In Your House was great last year, frankly. I'm very much looking forward to it. This will have
the additional crowd of the Capital Wrestling Center as well, which obviously just before had the performance of the crowd. That feels more like a takeover. So, yeah, should be very good next 5 weeks of NXT TV before we get there.
Before I segue into some more news concerning NXT talent, just a reminder that the call-in is going down at 25 past. 20 past, the link will go into the chat. But there is a twist tonight for the call-in. You will have to wait and see. Moving along with the NXT talent, Velveteen Dream. That's a dirty name in wrestling right now, Louis. What were we hearing about him yesterday?
So Velveteen Dream, according to Dave Meltzer, was backstage at the, I believe it's pronounced Yuling Center.
Yuling?
However you pronounce it. He was there, not for Raw, but while Raw was going on. I think there's a difference. I saw some people like, oh, Velveteen Dream is backstage for Raw. He wasn't. He was backstage at Raw. I think there is a difference in saying he was backstage for the show. Obviously, he didn't appear in any capacity. Again, could be filming vignettes for a return, but it's unclear. Meltzer is not reporting that Dream is going to be called up. He did not specify why Dream is going to be there and why was there, and nothing has come out. He could have been there for meetings. He could have been there to speak to people. He could have been there. In theory, he could have been there to film vignettes for a main roster debut. Who knows? But yeah, Dream obviously hasn't been seen on NXT TV this year. His last appearance came in December. He'd been met with a host of allegations, which he has denied. WWE has claimed to have done their own investigation in which they found nothing. Obviously, Dream hasn't been charged with anything. But yeah, he denies those allegations. People will have to say what they say about Dream, but as of right now, it is unclear why he was at the arena for Raw. I would suspect for a meeting. We've seen this before with people coming in for meetings. I think it was reported around sometime last year. I think Rhea Ripley was at Raw and people like she's getting called up. Rhea Ripley and Damian Priest were the two, and they didn't appear on the show in any capacity. So I think it could just be one of those sort of examples of someone coming in for a meeting or to speak to someone and it not really being sort of to lead to anything. But yeah, Twitter went into a bit of a meltdown yesterday, and I guess understandably so, considering the allegations, why people wouldn't want Velveteen Dream on TV. But yeah,
I mean, probably is a meeting with the big man himself, I would assume, probably to discuss future plans. I don't know that, but probably. I still think it's a massive uphill climb for that man. It really is. I don't really have much else to say about it, to be honest. I think we've all seen the stuff.
There's not much to say because we don't know why he's there. Like, it's not like we can sit here and be like, WWE shouldn't be calling this guy up. Like, we have no clue why he was at the building. He may have been at the building every single week for the last 6 months, for all we know. The details around this are very unclear.
Well, here is another moment. WrestleScope says Velveteen Dream 2 managed by Eva
Let's
Marie.
Talk about my girl. Now, can we talk about my girl?
That makes me a little bit ill. But yes, we can. Bring with me 2 seconds. Now, the reason I bring up that comment from WrestleScope is because that would be obviously the biggest heat magnet in history, those two together right now. But it seems like WWE are heading in the opposite direction, Lou.
Yeah. But I have no issue with this. So, as you can see, I'm all red everything for my girl, Eva Marie.
You're tentatively red at best.
I'll turn the red off. The bit didn't work. Yes, I think that... So, Dave Meltzer reported that Eva Marie is going to be a babyface. Her vignettes are sort of saying, hang on. You and I are going to have a falling out over this. Right. She has said she's a role model. They're like, not a supermodel. She is a super role model, which I quite like. It's like, you know what? It's a nice take on it. She isn't being like, oh, I'm just beautiful. She's like, no, I'm a role model. I've worked hard to get where in my career. Why should, and Dave Meltzer is reporting that she's going to be a babyface rather than a heel. Why should someone who has worked hard to get where they are be a heel? That's what I don't get it.
Everyone works hard, Louis.
Of course they do.
It's a ridiculous everyone thing to say.
No, everyone works hard, but why should someone whose gimmick is around working hard working hard to get into the position that they're in be a heel?
You're trying so hard to be like, it's obscene how hard you're trying. Yes. Listen, the New Day right? Yeah. You can make this argument all day and have gone, when they first debuted, they were preaching positivity, right?
Yeah.
How could you hate that? These are three great guys, work their bollocks off, and they're telling everyone, put good things into the universe. Come on, guys, be good people. Everyone hated them, Lou, because that is the nature of the world, unfortunately. People aren't saying their vitamins, saying their prayers, sorry, and taking their vitamins and stuff anymore. So you think, because Eva Marie has worked hard, that we that this gimmick, the super role model, you think this is a babyface gimmick?
No, she
will get booed. I will lay good Louis Dangle money on it. She will not be a babyface very long, if ever.
Oh, believe me, I know she will get booed. I've been fighting a one-man ship here with Eva Marie, and no one has been backing me up on Twitter. And we'll get on to talking about why, because I do want to say...
I don't say she will get booed because she's not good or I don't like her. That's not what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
I like her, and I'm very excited to see what she can bring to the table after so much time away. The point is, even this super role model gimmick, that's a heel all day. It's a heel all day.
I understand it. I do understand it. But I think that why can't this be a babyface gimmick where she tried to... We have seen very little that shows... it should be a heel gimmick where she's over the top in what she's saying and she's putting others down. For all we know, this could be a gimmick where she tries to help others. We don't know. This is what I'm saying. And this is
my issue. You're with all,
but what has made you think that she is this it's automatically a heel gimmick? I think that we don't know. She could be trying to inspire others. This could be the root of the gimmick. But people, because it's Eva Marie and they do not want Eva Marie on their screens, they have built this up in their heads that it's supposed to be this heel gimmick. I think people are looking for reasons not to like this before it started. Last week, it was she's got the Emelina gimmick. They've only hired her because she's good looking. This week, it's her gimmick isn't that. It's actually that she's a role model and she's not just looks, which is a very good gimmick. And actually, a gimmick for a lot of women, that's quite important to be like, you know what? You can work hard, have a successful career and not just be defined by your looks, which is quite important. And people are just, I think, trying to find reasons. The amount of people I've seen on Twitter that are so angry by this, I'm like, let her show what she can do. Let her prove if she has worked hard or if she hasn't. There's no point saying Eva Marie's trash in the ring. We haven't seen her in 6 years. Yes, I'm not accusing you. This is my Eva Marie gripe with people. And it is not just an Eva Marie gripe. It's a wrestling gripe as a whole, where people are so quick now to be like, don't like that, don't like that. No, just let shit play out. Calm down for 2 minutes. And you know what? You might be surprised by what Eva Marie can do. If she has matches and she fails, fair enough. But if she doesn't, don't slander her for it. I just don't like how people are so quick to be like, Eva Marie sucks. Oh, okay.
Well, no, that's a totally different conversation to what I was trying to have with you, right? It's not that she sucks. Nobody said that.
Yeah.
I'm saying that this...
Nobody said that.
Not in this conversation, they didn't.
Oh, no.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You're level-headed.
The point is, right, to me and the vignettes, it doesn't come across to me as a babyface at all. And I'm looking at it objectively. I don't think anyone, right? You put that on anyone, that gimmick. You put it on Charlotte Flair tomorrow, people will boot out of the building. You put it on Mandy Rose and it would be like the Golden Goddess kind of thing, where it's like, again, that was a heel character. Why should that be a heel? Be very proud of how hard you've worked, how you look. You see what I'm getting at? I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm purely commenting on the perception of what the character will be. I find it very hard to believe. And plus, I mean, frankly, I think her strong suit would be getting heel. But I just find it very hard to believe that would work as a babyface. And maybe sometimes a failed babyface experiment, like I guess intentionally, can lead to a great heel. If I don't know if they're going that route or not, but alas, like Lewin said, we will have to let it play out. And I hope people, I really hope people do give her a chance, because I would hate to. Well, why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't they? She's been away, worked hard, built an empire of her own. Let her have a chance. Why not?
The link to call in is now in the chat. So people, if you've got Eva Marie takes, send them in. But the reception I got on Twitter yesterday was overall negative. I understand the optics of it when you have fired Mickey James and Peyton Royce and these incredibly talented women. I understand why people are angry. But also, this isn't Eva Marie's decision. She didn't decide that. And it's not fair to taint her with that brush. So give her a little bit of time to prove what she can do. Hopefully prove she can do it well. And you know what? If she sucks, I will be the first one to say, you know what? She didn't work out. But I think it's very unfair to say she sucks before she's given the chance to even show if she has.
Sure. We hear you, Louis. On that note, good. I'm leaving. This is the end of the show for me. Much to the surprise of everyone. I am exiting, but look at what a great replacement.
There we go. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
A shocking there debut.
Look at that.
Hello, Louis. That. Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Yes, Alex is off. Alex is off. Or just got incredibly better looking. Younger, more charismatic. And I got blonde and turned into a girl. So we're here now to do the call-ins, obviously. But before we get there, Steph, how are you?
Yes, I am very good. Thank you, Louis. How are you?
As you can tell, because you've been sat backstage for a little while, a little bit angry with this whole Eva Marie thing. Before we get into the call-ins, give me a little bit of your take on this whole Eva Marie stuff, the backlash you've been getting on Twitter before she's even been able to do it. You know what? I'm not actually going to try and convince you. Tell us your Eva Marie opinion before we get into the call-ins.
Am I excited about Eva Marie coming back? Absolutely not. No. My favorite Eva Marie moment ever is on Total Divas when she celebrated being drafted to Raw, but she was actually drafted to SmackDown. So more of that comedy would be good. However, this whole thing about firing Mickey James and the Iconics and then bringing back Eva Marie absolutely looks so bad. But as you said, that is not Eva Marie's fault at all. It's not her fault. My main problem is the gimmick. Evolution sounds like Evolution, looks like many, many gimmicks we have seen and fail in the past. I hope that she's improved in ring. I hope that she's put the work in, and we'll see what she can do. We'll see what she can do. Obviously, she's has made a career for herself outside of WWE. Good for her on that. So now she's coming back. Let's see if it's a big improvement. And yeah, but I don't know. There's so many great women in WWE that aren't given a chance. And then we're back to Eva Marie and the sexy girl gimmick again.
It's going to be interesting over the next couple of weeks to see what gimmick she takes. I don't know if it's going to be the sexy girl gimmick, because like her promo last night seemed to be like, no, I'm not just going to be like the supermodel. I'm going to be the role model. So maybe she's got some depth to it, which is kind of why I was like, okay, that's a good sign. If she was like, I'm just a supermodel, like posing, like, and that was all she was doing and wasn't like trying to like do the other stuff, I'd be like, okay, this isn't looking good. But all right, let's get into the call-ins and see what you guys have got to say about all of this stuff. Let's first dive in with Tyler. Tyler, you ready? Give me a little thumbs up so I can see you're ready. Tyler, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. Yourself?
Very good, thank you. Very, very good. But I want to hear from you very quickly, as you are our first caller. Eva Marie, thoughts? Yes, no, happy, excited, mad?
Pressure on me there, being the first caller, but...
Louis, are you sponsored by Eva Marie?
I'm not. But I could always do with a few new sources. If Eva Marie wants to talk to me, she's more than welcome. No, I just don't like how, like, people are just so negative early on.
Yeah.
But go on, Tyler, over to you now.
So obviously, right at the beginning when she was on SmackDown, she had the gimmick where she would have the obnoxious entrance and then she wouldn't come out. That was fine. That was great. Like, you didn't have to see her wrestle. But we've obviously heard that she's now, like, training to wrestle and everything like that. I'm quite optimistic about it, really.
Okay.
I'm quite optimistic to see what she's going to do. I don't care if she comes back as a babyface or a heel. It's yeah, I don't really care. Raw at the minute has been, I'm not going to swear, but it's been terrible.
Yeah.
Since post-Mania, it's been terrible. Even before Mania, it was terrible. Because there's no character development at all. They've turned Rhea Ripley into just a person now. She has no character whatsoever. And she's the women's champion, for crying out loud. Like, how can you not have a character for your champion? For your main women's champion on your own brand, where you watch SmackDown, where Bianca Belair's actually got a decent character. Yes, they fudged up all the story with them being in like 6,000 matches with Nia Jax and Shayna, but she still had a character. She doesn't feel like just a person there. She has a character.
And The Raw booking hasn't been good, particularly the women. Like, and it even seeps over to SmackDown. Like, when you're watching SmackDown, good show. You've got the good mid-card stuff with the Intercontinental Championship. You've got the amazing Roman Reigns stuff. You've even got the Bianca Belair and Bayley stuff, which I quite like. And then you have that little, like, Raw 20 minutes where you get the women's tag stuff. And you're just like, get this Raw nonsense out of my lovely SmackDown.
Keep the women's tag titles to Raw exclusively, because it is messing with SmackDown. I like Tamina, obviously. Tamina, I think Tamina's great. She should have been pushed ages ago, but they're now finally, because she got cheered at WrestleMania, they're finally doing something with her. But it's with Nia and Shayna. I'm not blaming Shayna or Nia, because it's their booking, but them in a vacuum, it sucks the energy out of every little storyline they're in. And yeah, they suck every other storyline in as well. Like, you can't have the triple threat that at Backlash go on without them being involved with the tag team matches over on Raw. It just winds me up.
Yeah, and it's kind of annoying.
And the other thing, I come on here with another gripe as well. Jinder Mahal is my other gripe. I cannot stand him. It's the character, the personality from him. I cannot stand it. He should have never been a champion. I mean, this is the other thing as well. I don't wish on anyone being released, but they released Samoa Joe, sorry for swearing, over Jinder Mahal. Like, okay,
the Samoa Joe thing, I will always say, I think they just weren't going to clear him and he thought he could get cleared elsewhere. I think that's what it was. But Steph, are you also in the anti-Jinder camp? Is he one of your Seth Rollins, Fiend, Dexter Lumis? Is he in that little like cupboard that you want to lock away and throw into a river somewhere?
Mod Mother Now, I do apologize for swearing.
Well, thank you for apologizing. I personally have never heard that word before, so I'm deeply offended. Expect a ban coming your way. I'm only joking. But so my little cupboard where I lock away the people I don't like, actually, it's so tiny that Seth isn't even in that cupboard. He's not reached that level, the get in the cupboard level. Jinder is not in the get in the cupboard level either, because he's someone who I don't think enough about. You know, when people say it's worse to not have an opinion on someone than to hate them, well, Jinder, you're in that camp. When Jinder was champion, yeah, that was bad, and he should not have been champion. Now that he's back, my first reaction to it was he came back on main event. Wow, that's a way. That's not the best, is it? That shows kind of where he is. But then when I saw him on Raw, it's like they were bigging him up like a possible contender. So I thought, oh no. So I'm not excited for Jinder. I give your girl Eva Marie Louie a shot at being better, more exciting and entertaining than Jinder Mahal.
I'll take my love for Eva Marie wherever I can get it. But Tyler, we've got a lot of callers in the in the back end, so I'm going to have to say goodbye to you, but we will hopefully see you next week.
Yes.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.
Right, let's get to, I can only see pretentious movie S. So we're going to have to make sure that there's no swears at the end of that name. Pretentious movie S. What are we going for?
It used to have that, but I switched it over to Sheet because I realized that you can't market something that has a swear in it as you guys know.
You can't. By the way, man, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Very good. Nice.
What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I hope my audio isn't crap. I realized that I didn't have my earphones with me. But for Eva Marie, I'm here for her as a wrestler. However, like character-wise, totally disagree that she should be a face. I didn't see Raw last night. I didn't see her role model promo. First of all, we already have two other role model gimmicks in the world of wrestling. One that's already in WWE. We don't need more.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I guess she suits a heel more as well because she's like naturally not quite dislikable because I mean, I don't know her personally. She could be quite nice, but because of how successful she is, how good looking she is, she does naturally suit more of, I guess, a heel type.
Certainly, like no one likes someone that's going to come back and say, hey, I'm so successful. I was so successful when I left. Here's how I did it. Let me inspire you. Like, no one's going to like that. No one except me was inspired by Bo Dallas. You know, people don't like that inspirational.
I was inspired by Bo Dallas.
Dewey, we should have known each other then and we could have worn Believe t-shirts together. I had one and a sign.
But go on. Well, so Eva Marie as a heel is where your mind is at. You think she's suited as being on that side of things better?
At least for now. I think that what she left with in around 2016, I guess it was, just it that's where the fans are at with her, at least character-wise. In terms of people not wanting her back whatsoever, totally disagree with that. I'm with Louis on that one. I think that a lot of it's probably based kind of misogynistically, honestly. And I don't know. Definitely with that. And real quick, I also wanted to bring up on the women's tag team championships that while I'm super glad that they're getting more TV time than they did maybe like half a year ago, that it's not good TV. And I'm starting to wonder, is less TV just better than bad TV or presentation?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it's like they weren't on TV, but they also weren't being booked badly. Like now it's actively bad TV. I just think that there are not enough teams right now. And WWE just doesn't know how to book the women's tag division as its own thing. It's really messy. I don't know a way around it other than just shutting the division down. And that is such a shame. Go on.
No, they barely know how to book the men's tag team division. Had like ready-made tag teams in it. Then when you got to the women's tag team division, you had the Iconics as really the most genuine made tag team. And people weren't happy, of course, the time when they won the belts. But like real tag team makes sense. Then it just became all this like silly booking that they do where you two have to be friends. You two are both blonde. You should be a team. You two hate each other, be a team. Like stuff like that, which just really doesn't work. And I know everyone knows how terrible it was to release the Iconics, but it's kind of even worse when you think that they have this tag team division. They release their only like proper tag team. And I think the best thing they can do with it is to take some people and focus on making them proper tag teams. I don't see them doing that, though, because they're just always going to be obsessed with singles and obsessed with breaking up tag teams and putting together makeshift tag teams. It's never going to be a proper division.
So I'm going to pose to you guys each a question. You've got like the book. You can push one women's tag team for a feud with Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, just those two, that you think can sort of get the division on the right track. Because for me, it's the Riot Squad. The fact they're actually been a team for longer than 3 minutes. People want to see Liv Morgan. They want to see Ruby Riot. So for me, it would be those two. I mean, I don't think there's any better teams, but for you guys, obviously, Steph, anyone that you think sort of a better team?
Oh, man, 100% the Riot Squad. I'm pretty sure I predicted them to, wrongly predicted them to win at Mania when I was with
Me
you.
Me too.
I agree for the exact same reasons that you've said. You need a proper tag team. Those girls have it. They've been together for years now. They never do anything proper with them singles anyway. So why not make them a proper tag team and go with it?
How about you, man? Is it also, are you also a lover of the Riot Squad like Steph and I?
Absolutely. I can't imagine really, especially since they have diminished their tag team pool and have just arbitrarily broken up so many people. But even then, over the past few years, the Riot Squad has stuck out. I have absolutely adored Liv Morgan ever since NXT, and I didn't know of Ruby Riott until she came to the main roster. I wasn't watching NXT at that time, but she's outstanding as well. And they both have such a personality. They mesh well really together. And I cannot, if we do another challenger champion, can they coexist tag team championship challengers? They've done that, I swear, 3 times this year, in the past year.
Yeah. It was with Sasha and Bianca. I think even Sasha and Carmella at a point when they were feuding, and then they had Rhea Ripley, they had Asuka as well. Yeah, you're completely right. It's just, it isn't good. But man, thank you very much for coming on. We're going to get some other callers, but we will hopefully hear from you soon again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. We're next going to go to Briz. Briz, how are you?
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Thank you. Hello. It's lovely to see you, Steph, here. What a
Hi,
surprise.
Hi, nice to see you.
What about me?
He sees you all the time, Louis.
You are always great, Louis. You are always great.
This is true. This
Steph
is true.
New here. Steph is new here.
Steph is. How are you, man, anyway? Anything on your mind about Raw, about any of the stories we've discussed today, or anything else?
I have not been feeling well, but my students forced me to come here today with their question. Actually, today I'm on behalf of them.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. We were having a light debate about Eva Marie, actually, in today's class. And things got very heated, especially with the young ladies. They think that it is diminished. They are moving way... English is not my first language, so please pardon me. They really think that it is diminishing for women's evolution. Especially they are giving Eva Marie's name an evolution.
Yeah, like, I mean, Steph, they have for done you, great obviously.
So far. They have done great so far with women's division. But this thing is scary. Especially, this is not my opinion. Actually, I think it can be, it can work, but they have tried this gimmick so many times that it is confusing and sad, actually.
It is, I guess, something that you and I, as men, like, we can't really talk about. So Steph, I want to throw to you on this one. As someone that
and,
has grown up...
I want to add one more thing, a specific thing for one of my students. She said this and it got me thinking that about body positivity. If from men's side, you have Keith Lee, you have Kevin Owens. That's not a cookie cutter body type. They are not cookie cutter body type as per Vince McMahon. But on women's side, they don't have anyone. And Nia Jax, man, don't get me started on that.
Steph,
the booking.
Yeah, the booking's not good. But Steph, for you, obviously, as someone that has worked in this male-dominated field for so long, do you think the Eva Marie gimmick is damaging to the work that wrestling as a whole and WWE in their own way has done for women's wrestling?
I wouldn't want to place all of that on Eva Marie, especially before we've seen this gimmick play out. When I saw the video, though, I know it seems that she may have this layer of the motivation, but it did, as I said, just come across as another like sexy girl gimmick. But I think with WWE's women's evolution and what they've done for the women, like things are so much better, especially since I started watching. Things were really bad, but things are a lot better nowadays. But I think there's still a problem of women not being allowed to be more than one thing. So we're still getting these kind of diva throwback types that that's kind of who they are. And I think as fans, I think a lot of fans see divas with a negative connotation, like the divas prevented women from being proper wrestlers. I think that's really unfair on women that were divas, that it wasn't their choice at all. But I think if you're bringing in Eva Marie to do that kind of gimmick again, it just, I think it's not going to sit right with a lot of people. And they probably do have to realize that we have moved on a lot from that. So if Eva Marie comes out and she is like this really badass woman who can say like, I'm a boss. I did all this outside of WWE. I'm coming to like show you how you can be a great, powerful woman too. That would be cool. But we'll see if that actually happens. But certainly I can see people's problems that they have with Eva Marie and the gimmick that she may have been given and maybe what they think she represents. But I certainly wouldn't put that on Eva Marie because it's not her fault.
I agree. Because with you. Brace, go on.
Young guys, especially teenagers, one of the students commented about her looks and all that. A misogynistic comment that I don't want to share here. And it all started the whole debate. And it got me thinking that personally, I'm not accusing Eva Marie of that. Eva Marie is not at fault here. She is just playing her part.
Yeah.
It's the booking's fault. The booking is, I seriously don't think that they should try this.
The thing is, as well, and I do want to touch on this as a topic as a whole. Yes, some people in WWE, men, women, and not only WWE, AEW, Impact, and actually every job where you're maybe on screen, like an actor or an actress or a singer, people are hired based on their looks. It is a fact of life. Record labels will sign people not just for their music talent, but for the way they look, if they think they are marketable. If like a boy band is good looking, the record label goes, realistically, they're going to be a hit with the girls and they're going to go over quite well. Yes, it's misogynistic and it is wrong to look at people based just on their looks and not their talent. But it's a fact of life that it's involved. But as you said, that isn't Eva Marie's fault. When we're sitting on Twitter and people are going away, Eva Marie was just hired for her looks, be it true or not, that's not Eva Marie's fault. And I think that people are very quick to judge. And you know what? If she has been hired because she has a great look, fair play to her. It's something she's used. Fair play to her. But, Briz, thank you very much. We've got a lot of calls to get through today, but it's been lovely hearing from you. And I hope you get better soon. Thank you very much. I love the idea that you were speaking with this class, like Eva Marie.
I know.
Next, we've got Carissa. Are you ready, Carissa? We're going to go for a yes. Perfect. Carissa, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, Louis?
I'm good. I'm very good. Anything on your mind at the moment that you want to sound off?
Can we talk about Blood and Guts?
We can talk. Listen. I'm just going to step back here and I'm going to let you and Steph, the two Miss Dynamites, just run with this. So go and talk to us. Blood and Guts. I take it you loved Blood and Guts.
I liked and disliked it.
Okay, go on. Talk to us.
I hated the camera cuts so freaking badly. And I don't know. I did like it a lot. Like, it was a great main event. I loved it. But the camera cuts just, you know, made the people lose interest in the show itself. And I loved it a lot, though, but I just hated the camera cuts so bad.
It's Steph, go on. I've actually not spoken to you about this personally. So give us your thoughts on Blood and Guts as a whole, and also the camera cuts, and I guess overall, which leads into the finish as well, the sort of production of the match.
Yeah, I loved the match so much. And my only problem is the camera cuts. Like I've spoken about this a lot this past week, but the camera cuts for me just let it down. I thought the match was really good. I thought they did a good job of showcasing everyone in that match really well. I would have liked to have seen a bit more Wardlow, though. But the only thing that takes it down for me is the camera cuts. It was unfortunate. There were a lot of better angles shown on Twitter that I wish they had gone with. As far as the actual story of Sammy saving Jericho like that and MJF still pushing him over, love that. I love that kind of storytelling, but the camera cuts let it down.
The thing is as well, and I think people haven't appreciated this, AW for a year on is way more, like 2 years on, is way further ahead than it should be. Like, people forget this is still a new company. This is the first match of this scale that AW has produced. And they are new to making TV. So we can't expect that. We can't hold them to WWE standards when we're talking about production, because WWE's been making TV for 30 years. And I trust AEW to learn from their mistakes as well, and in terms of making sure that stuff like this doesn't happen again. But something I wanted to ask you, Chris, obviously Steph and I are in the UK. We watch on Fight. We didn't have any commercial breaks, but I know a lot of people in the US had a lot of issues with the commercial breaks.
Yes.
What was it like for you watching the show? Did that take you out of it? And do you think overall that the match maybe should have been moved to Double or Nothing, which is just a couple of weeks away, to sort of not have the issue of having to sort of stop every couple of minutes for an ad break? Because you Americans, I don't know what it is, but you lot love an ad break on TV. There are more ad breaks in American TV than there should be. But did that take you out of it at all?
Honestly, it did take me out of it, but I tried avoiding commercial as much as I could just to watch that picture to picture to concentrate more on the main event, since it was the most overhyped match I've ever seen from AEW. And yeah, I don't think it really took me out as much, but I tried my best to lose interest in the commercial, gain more interest into the match itself.
It's hard, but yeah, I think they did the right thing not having this on pay-per-view. I think it was the right time for it. But Carissa, thank you very much for jumping on. We will hopefully catch up with you soon. And next, we are going to go to Callum. We're rattling through these. Callum, how are you?
You mind yourself, Nugget.
I don't like Nugget. Nugget's not a name here. But yeah, anything on your mind at the moment, wrestling-wise? Talk to us.
Well, on one game of the week, I want to publicly apologize due to the foul language of behavior that Mr. Tyler Woodward has produced on this fabulous show this evening. I will be having words with him.
It was foul language. It was foul language.
Foul language. It's never, especially in front of Steph. Oh, fuck.
Steph's getting all the love today. We might have to have her back on these call-ins. But go on. What's on your mind?
We spoke about, well, I heard right at the end, Double or Nothing's coming up. Cody did announce there's supposed to be something big happening at Dynamite on Wednesday night. Is this potentially the, I don't know, a casino battle royal, or like a ladder match, or some sort of gimmick match that's potentially happening?
Steph, where do you think this is going? What do you think Cody's big announcement is on Dynamite for Double or Nothing?
I think it's his opponent, who it will be, and I think it's going to be Anthony Ogogo. Yeah. And I think then Cody's going to go away for a little bit afterwards, because
bad.
I think
it was really bad.
That was really good, Larry. I think he's putting him over. Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I think that looked to be what they were leading to last week when he punched him after the QT match. So that's what I expect to happen.
And if that is the plan, Callum, are you happy with that?
I would actually like to see Anthony Ogogo in a wrestling match. I can, he's only had a few with the Knights family previously.
Yeah.
But he's never
Billy
really
Gunn, I think.
He hasn't really shown what he can do in the ring on such a global scale. Yes, I've heard rumors. Don't take this with a pinch of salt. supposedly the Cody Anthony Ogogo match is happening, but Anthony is supposed to be going away for surgery, and then is not. Then Cody is supposed to be going away because I believe Brandy is actually quite close to her due date. If
I think it was due sometime like this summer. I mean, I don't know specifically, but it's going to be interesting nonetheless. Yeah. And obviously, we got the big match on Dynamite this week as well between Orange Cassidy and Pac, where the winner faces Kenny Omega. I was quite surprised by this match, but then when you look at the rankings, you're like, no, it quite kind of makes sense. But before you head off and we get another caller in, give us your quick Pac or Orange Cassidy. Who are you hoping see walk out of Double or Nothing, walk out of Dynamite with the Double or Nothing match?
Story wise, it has to be Orange Cassidy.
Okay, are you in agreement, Steph?
Yeah, I've been saying Orange Cassidy is Kenny's opponent for weeks now before they even announced Cassidy versus Pac. So, yeah, I think it's
they're listening to you. They're listening to you. Callum, thank you very much for jumping on today. We really appreciate it. We're going to get to a few more here. Michael Marone, I hope I pronounced that right. Michael, can you hear us?
What's up? I can hear you.
Perfect. Nice to see you wearing a mask. I don't think we can catch COVID virtually, but nice to see that nonetheless. How are you holding up? And anything on your mind wrestling related that you want to ask to us or bring up that we've spoken about?
I mean, I'm pretty shocked they released Mickie James and then they brought Eva Marie back. Like, why would you do that? Like,
I think the thing as well is we have to consider it was reported, I believe, and Steph might be able to back me up on this. It was reported last year that Eva Marie had re-signed, right? And I know she didn't debut until recently, but this seemed like it was in the works for a while prior.
It's not a one in, one out situation. You know, I think people have to remember that it's not one in, one out.
It's not like WWE has gone, right, Eva Marie's coming in, we need to get rid of someone. It's not like they got like a certain amount of space in their wardrobe and they're like, right, we need to get rid of some people before we get some more people in. Like, no, I don't think too related, but I do understand the issues that people have. Well, so for you anyway,
they show Eva Marie instead of,
I was gonna say, are you happy to see Eva Marie there, or are you sort of, is it the whole
thing?
He's back.
To be honest.
Oh, he's gone. Okay, we're going to go to Bubba here, who I know, and I'm not just calling him in here because he's got the brand new Wrestling Daily shirt on.
Nice.
Lovely shirt, that. Bubba, how are you doing? How's university going?
I finished last Thursday.
Oh, lovely. I'm sure Mod Mother Jenna is very much appreciative.
Oh, yeah,
that you
I'm basically available every stream except I'm taking Thursdays off.
Taking Thursdays off to watch AW, of course. But how are you, man? Anything on your mind wrestling related, not wrestling related, that you want to ask Steph? Because I know Steph's getting a lot of love here. But yeah, anything that you want to bring up?
Love. Wrestling's, we've had enough wrestling talk. And mostly negative, let's be honest. As in, positive push brings on negative connotations to people.
It does. It does. But yeah, it's, I guess, and I tweeted this yesterday, and it's part of a wider discussion. I know people are generally quite negative about Raw, but this is the show that I grew up watching, that Steph, you grew up watching, that you as well, you grew up watching. So we all want it to be good. We want to watch Raw and enjoy Raw. But right now, we can't. And I think that is a problem. But and I want to pose this to you guys as well, while we've got you here. You could say one thing to WWE, you could suggest one sort of thing to fix. What is your big issue with WWE, particularly Raw at the moment? Because NXT and SmackDown are pretty good. So we'll start with you for that one, Steph. What's your sort of one Raw? I know. And it cannot be get rid of The Fiend, because I think he's kind of gone now. But for you, what is
made him in female form to destroy the women's division. That's what they've done there.
But what's your sort of advice for WWE or your suggestion to help things?
Book with more consistency, look more to the future, and make more paths of opportunity for people, so it doesn't always seem like every week we are shuffling the same couple of people in their little separate decks. Make clearer paths, like make it, I'm not saying like be like AW, but they throw up, you know, different combinations every week. We're not left seeing the same people doing the same things. Even, you know, they're wondering about who's going to be Kenny's opponent. That, you know, stuff like that. I wish WWE kind of, that it wasn't just every little scene is just like the same three people over the title and the same, you know, it just always feels like the same.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It feels very repetitive. With AW, we've only had one match in back-to-back weeks, where with Raw, mm-hmm. it seems like I can't remember the last time we didn't have a match that we'd seen that month, really. But for you, man, what's your suggestion? What's your sort of one piece of advice for WWE?
More creative freedom, just to a certain extent. Let them pitch their own ideas, because everything seems forced onto the wrestlers. But you look at RK-Bro, that's the best thing on Raw, and that came from Randy. Like,
yeah,
let them give right. pitch ideas and actually give it a chance. Because
you are right.
A year ago, that wouldn't have worked for some people, but it's working now, and yeah. it's because Randy's interested.
There has to be a certain level where someone at the top is making the decisions, being like, no, that's not going to work. But I do agree with you. I think giving the wrestlers more autonomy over their characters will mean they care more and will mean that the storylines are better. But Bubba, thank you very much for hopping on. Final call today. We will get to the others next week. I will make a list. I couldn't have Stephanie on the show and not get our good friend John over from WrestleScope. John. Oh, no. John, how are you?
I'm doing good, Louie. How are you doing? Steph, always good to see you, my dear.
Hey, John. Nice to see you.
So, Louie, are you in a better mood today? Because you seemed really cranky on Twitter yesterday.
I was in a bad mood yesterday on Twitter. Okay. I was in a bad mood. Okay. But I'm better now.
We'll leave it at that. Hey, I want to talk real quick about the story that came out late last week about whoever it was within WWE that said that Blood and Guts basically took wrestling back 30 years. Now, I don't think that person, when they spoke, really thought about this, that 30 years ago was 1991. Look how bad wrestling was in 1991. We were still in the cartoonish era of WWF. Hulk Hogan was still floating around. I think we were still in the time of the Honky Tonk Man being there and so many other things. And WCW was just brand new. They had just taken over for NWA, and they were considered Southern wrestling. So I don't think we've gone back to that level. But I think where we are right now is, if you look at AEW and WWE, AEW is comparable to 1985 to 1989 NWA pre-WCW. And WWE is a lot like late 80s WWF, with bad storylines, cartoonish things, you know, The Fiend, Alexa Bliss, Reginald, all this stuff. I don't know. Everything is a mess right now. I have turned into a huge AEW fan because I am a wrestling purist. I'm a wrestling traditionalist, and I appreciate the wrestling. The storylines are too repetitive in WWE right now, minus what's going on with Roman Reigns and everything surrounding him. And I could go on for an hour talking about what's wrong creatively with WWE.
The report that WWE thought that it took wrestling back 30 years, and I know PW Insider since corroborated this, saying that people in WWE were not impressed. It's not the sort of thing that WWE wants to do, and I get that. It's not WWE's wheelhouse. They're not going to do a match with that kind of violence, no. with the blood. It's just not what WWE's going to do. So I understand why, from their stance, they feel like it set wrestling back 20 years. And I understand from AEW's stance, while they're like, you know what, this is the alternative. We're new. We're going sort of back to that WCW, NWA vibe, but we're also bringing in new fans who want to see something different to Raw. So I understand why both sides are of their mindset, but Steph, I know you were a fan of the match. What did you think when you sort of saw the WWE comments or sort of, let me just say, reported comments, because no one from WWE publicly came out and said this, and it's quite important to stress that. But for you, what was your sort of reaction when you read these reports?
Well, first, I just laughed because it's a really dumb thing to say. And if they didn't like the match, they didn't like the match. I can see them not liking the match, whatever, it's different taste. Did the match take the business back 30 years? No, but I do think the cartoony stuff WWE does takes the business back. But I think what AEW is presenting, and this is not just because Blood and Guts was very violent, it was. But as far as storylines, like what John was saying, AEW is presenting a product for adults, and right now WWE is presenting a product for kids. So that match and AEW is not taking the business back 30 years. It's presenting a more serious, less cartoony wrestler, that wrestling that not just older people will be more into, but you know, people that like that kind of stuff and don't need to see stuff that seems so clearly, you know, like it's for kids or like lowest common denominator. So yeah, I mean, AEW, I'm sure they get something out of that because they got Blood and Guts out of what Vince McMahon said about them anyway. So next match will be take the business back 30 years match, and we'll
be
see
a time
what
machine match.
Yeah,
but John, thank you very much. Thank you very much for
thank you guys.
On.
Appreciate
we're
everything you do.
Wrap up here. Again, sorry to the callers that we didn't get to today. Let me just change over the layout. There we go. Thank you very much to everyone that jumped on. Thank you to Steph, obviously, for covering in the place of our good friend Alex, who just had to leave. And to the callers we didn't get to, we are going to obviously get to you guys next week. I'll make a note. But Steph, before, obviously, we'll be seeing you in just 2 days' time with Alex Ooh. On the show. But have you had anything going on the last couple of days that people can check out, or anything coming up before Thursday that you kind of want to draw people's attention
yeah.
to?
Yeah. Well, if you're not exhausted by Blood and Guts talk, you can check out my review recap up on my YouTube. I went 90 minutes on
Did you just talk about the match or Dynamite?
Dynamite, but it was mostly the match. Like, there was a lot. I had a lot to say. My viewers had a lot to say. So yeah, that's up there, as well as an interview with MSK. And yeah, catch me with Alex on Thursday talking about this week's Dynamite, which is going to be huge. And I think we're going to get a new TNT champion.
I think we are too. So do I. Yeah. Hopefully, I say hopefully it'll be a good show. When is it not with AEW? I was going to say, are you interviewing Chris Jericho anytime soon? Because every time I check on Twitter, it seems like you've got a new interview with Chris Jericho out. So you haven't got one lined up with him next week?
Not next week, but in time.
You must have him on speed dial at this point. He's like, oh, Steph, hi. You must be on like first name basis. Are you going over for dinner when like the whole lockdown?
Only if I can learn a musical number.
I'm sure you can. Guys, thank you very much for joining us on this edition of Wrestling Daily. We love having the call-ins. It's so great to chat to you all, everyone that makes this show what it is. So Alex will be back tomorrow with SB3 recapping NXT. I'm sure having a nice debate amongst themselves. And then Steph will be here on Thursday with Alex talking about what I'm sure and looks like an absolutely ram-packed episode of Dynamite. So guys, thank you very much for joining us today, and we will catch you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.